Hello, this is Kendall Parsley on the Killing It with Kendall Parsley podcast. I want to talk this late night edition of the podcast. I want to talk about the media making such a big ass deal about how he didn't, Joe Biden didn't have a press conference. And then, for some strange reason, they didn't. They didn't ask about the coronavirus. How strange. Look, I think what happened to the media is they want their own drama show. They want to make drama out of the news. And that's why I have this thing. I've been having this theory. Everybody been having this theory over the last few months, right? And that is, the media misses Trump. They miss Trump because he gave you controversy and all that other stuff. He gave you controversy. He gave you drama. And remember, Obama was no drama Obama. But even with him, what happened? Tan suit before that birtherism, right? Now, I'm talking about the mainstream media mainly, right? Especially with birtherism. So I've been having this theory, right? He was no drama Obama. But when birtherism came up, you expected Fox News to keep talking about it. Talking about it. But the other channels in the mainstream media just kept talking about it to the point where he finally had to put it out. Especially the Donald Trump version. That's what we heeded it. This early tasting lady, nobody cared about her doing it. You know what I'm saying? But the mainstream media just kept on talking about they interviewed Trump, like John King, NBC. Interviewed him with Blitzer, Chuck Todd, Savannah Guthrie. They just kept Morning Joe. They kept interviewing him about it. And that's what really sparked it. It really sparked him to come out with it. And that's, then you look at Trump's presidency, it was all about controversy. And it ended with controversy. And death. Coronavirus. Over 500 people dead now. Maybe we're, it's getting better lately, but over the last 2 months, but you know, over 530 people, 30,000 people died, maybe even more than that. Ever since Biden got into the White House, the only controversy that has been happening is him not having a press conference and this border thing with immigration, right? The media needs a story, a controversial story, because Biden's has been very, very disciplined with leaks. They're not leaking anything. They're getting their message out. So that's the media just loves Trump. Just loves controversies. And that's what I think is going on with them under Biden. Like, but how do you not ask him about the coronavirus? Quite frankly, you know, this is a clean podcast mostly, but let's be honest. Bitching and moaning about him not having a press conference. You know? And then you ask him nothing about the thing that's been dominating our life. He has a new goal of 200 million in 100 days. I don't know if he'll get to it, but it was 3.5 million folks vaccinated today. So, that's good news. And not all that. On a sports note, the Lakers have been struggling without LeBron James. And, you know, Anthony Davis too. They actually was, as long as they had Shooter and LeBron on the court, they actually been winning without Anthony Davis. But without LeBron James on the court, it's been a struggle. Yeah, they even struggled a little bit to shut down Cleveland. I mean, it's only 86 points to giving up, but that first half was bad. So tomorrow morning or afternoon, it should be official that maybe Andre Drummond is coming to the Lakers. That's supposed to be official tomorrow. Now, as far as the Bengals, my Bengals, I still go offensive line in the first round, but I can understand it's so enticing to go wide receiver because they need speed. You know what I'm saying? At the wide receiver position, they got good wide receivers. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Boyd is underrated. My boy Higgins, he was a breakout star. He didn't break out, but like he was a good rookie, but he almost went to 1,000 yards, I think. Only reason why he didn't get to 1,000 yards is because he got injured the game that he was going to do it in, which happens to be the last game. And all that. But we'll see next month. We got a lot to cover next month in the draft. They got draft capital. Because the first four teams are going to think about quarterback. Not wide receiver, not offensive line, and all that. So, we going to see. They had a good free agency so far, like Rally, Reeve, and all that. But I think we still need one or two more in free agency. As far as offensive line goes. They've been improving on their secondary like crazy. So that's good. So, yeah. So it'll be fascinating to watch. Alright. I just wanted to check in. Talk to you guys next time. Goodbye. It's Killing It with Kendall Parks podcast. I'm Kendall Parks. Goodbye.